In today's psalm, we prayed, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. And this really feels like a good prayer that can come out of our hearts these days. Lord, let us see your kindness. We've been seeing so many different things this year that at times it might feel maybe hard to see clearly God's kindness. But this is exactly what we're praying for, the clarity to see God's kindness in our lives. Now, we need to pray for everything that is said in that verse. Let us see your kindness, grant us your salvation. And in fact, St. Augustine reminds us of this, the order is important. Salvation is what allows us to see. This is what he wrote when he was commenting on this psalm. By granting us his salvation, the Lord heals the sickness in us and so makes us able to see. So rather than just trying to focus our attention on positive news, which in the end would be basically a distraction, a positive distraction, we need something that is real. We need real answers. We need salvation. Now, what is salvation? What do we mean when we say or hear that word salvation? Definitely one of the words that we hear more, say more when we pray, when we come to church. Definitely in the top five. We say and hear a lot about salvation, but what does that actually mean for us here and now? Even if you just randomly look for a definition, you will find essentially these elements in any dictionary. Salvation is deliverance from ruin. So we say, well, you save the day, or that player saved the game, because ruin in some way was coming and then someone did something. Ruin was coming, ruin is coming through sin, and that ruin can be eternal. But someone does something. Jesus comes. Now we need to remind ourselves when we think about the coming of Christ of something that is very important that we know, but that we need to embrace more and more. That Christ precisely came for this reason, to deliver us from eternal ruin and to give us eternal salvation. Therefore, that he did not come first and foremost to fix our real problems or to deliver us from our difficulties, our pains, or our illnesses. Of course, the Lord can do that, and sometimes he does, not always, because he came to give us eternal salvation. We struggle in many ways at times with this truth, which again, probably we all understand perfectly in theory, but in practice, when we face a challenge, when we experience suffering, when we are confused and don't have the answers, then we struggle. Why is the Lord so quiet? Why does he delay? We need to see things from God's perspective. And for this, the first reading can help us greatly. I would like to read just again the first verses, which you have in your song sheet, so if you want to follow. This can be really, really helpful to try to see our life and everything that is going on through God's eyes. And this is what we heard. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 3 points about this. The first one is that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years. What really, in the end, ultimately matters is eternity. Everything that we experience, all our challenges and sufferings will pass. Second, the Lord does not delay his promise. And we need to believe this, because his promise has never been a promise of fixing our problems right there when we ask him to do so. His promise is one of mercy and salvation. The fact that, for instance, the challenges of this year have not been solved so far after all these months does not mean that God delays his promise. In fact, and this is a third point, it means that God is patient. That God is patiently awaiting for us to come closer to him. We hear a lot about Advent being a time of expectation. But it is not only about our own expectation and our desires. It is that, of course, but it is also, we could say, about God's expectation, about God's desire for us to wake up, to shake off our routine, to maybe stop complaining or lamenting, to realize that this Advent, this year, can be an excellent one, a particularly holy one, because we are all more aware, perhaps, than other years, that we cannot control our lives, that we are fragile, that we need answers, that we need salvation. How do we do this? St. John the Baptist today gives us some very important advice. He said very simply, prepare the way of the Lord. And in echoing the prophet Isaiah, we hear a number of images which actually can become a very practical program for Advent. So let's just mention two of these images that can become actions. This is what we should do. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain shall be made low. And again, bringing this idea of preparing the way of the Lord to a very, very concrete level, a very practical one, let us ask ourselves, is there something in my life, in the way in which I live my daily life, that needs to be made low? Are there things that I'm attached to that I don't need? Are there things that I pay attention to that maybe I shouldn't, or voices that I listen to too much? Are there any judgments? Is there any pride? Is there any sin that I'm fully aware of that I need to renounce to? And then, what should fill my life? Perhaps this Advent, this year, will be less busy and crazy than other Advents. And maybe, hopefully then, we will have the opportunity of finding more time for what's really essential, more time to pray, more prayer during these weeks. Maybe time to read something good and edifying, maybe do more charity, love more in a more intentional way those who are close to us. The Lord does not delay his promise. He is rather patiently waiting for us to realize that we have an excellent opportunity to grow closer to him. We have 3 more weeks for Advent before Christmas. And if we just try, probably imperfectly, but honestly, if we just try to love him more and to grow closer to him, then he will do the rest. Hopefully by now we all have 1 or 2 resolutions to live a good Advent. But if not, maybe we can do so right now. We can bring all of this to prayer and spend some time in silence and think, what is the Lord expecting from me during these weeks of Advent? What should I do? Where or what in my life has to be made low? What has to grow? So let's do that in prayer. Either renew our resolutions or come to some decisions so that this can be a very special, unique, holy, and fruitful Advent. And in that way, we will, with certainty, be able to see God's kindness in our daily life and so be truly prepared for his coming. So let's now spend some time in silence, pray for some wisdom, come to some resolutions, and then we'll bring those intentions to the altar.